Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The scene I carry with me every year on Palm Sunday since 2007 is that of my husband and me on a trip to his Peace Corps village in the Dominican Republic. It was a mountain village that was far from the coast, requiring several different forms of public transportation from city to city before needing to hire two motoconchos to get us up that mountain. A motoconcho is basically a motorcycle taxi. My husband's motoconcho and driver went first to show my driver the way to this remote village. It was a full of adventure trip to get to the top of the mountain, but so worth it. Because when we arrived in his village, even though the town didn't know he was coming, they saw his motorcycle approach the kind of entrance of the city, and all of the villagers who were sitting on their front stoops stood up house by house as the motorcycle went by, and they started cheering for my husband with his Dominican name Leo. They'd say, Leo, 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 and it was just like what I imagined Jesus was doing on this Palm Sunday procession. They walked alongside the motoconcho procession until they gathered at the community center where they started cheering, speech, 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 and my husband kindly obliged and was actually overjoyed to give it, and he's very quiet, so that says a lot. I got to watch this scene from the second motorcycle behind, and as I watched it, I beamed with pride because my husband was seemingly a town hero. I started to think, I love this. I love seeing this person that I love being exalted and lifted up. Essentially, I love being affiliated with a winner. It's exactly what I imagine the joy and excitement of Palm Sunday was as Jesus made his way to Jerusalem. Jesus was their hero. And though I didn't start analyzing it at the time, I've thought about the experience of loving to be affiliated with a hero kind of a lot ever since, and I've asked myself why. And it became clear to me then, as it does now, that from an early age, whether we realize it or not, we are indoctrinated with this idea of winners and losers. When I used to play sports in high school and college, at championship season time, I had a coach who would remind us that the more we would win, the more we would be surrounded by people that became more interested in us because we were winning. They'd jump on the bandwagon and follow us to the end. But it would be a short following, and then they'd just drop off again. There would also be a group of people, perhaps going the other direction out of jealousy or competition, and they would find ways to drag us down. And it might seem trite, but I found it to be pretty true in all areas of life, actually. Society tends to divide us up into winners and losers. This sets the scene for today's gospel. The joyful crowd fully believes that Jesus was sent by God, but they misunderstand the purpose for which he is sent. The kingdom they expect is totally different from the kingdom Jesus came to bring. Jesus is simply fulfilling the prophecy that was laid out in Zechariah 9:9 that says, "Your king comes to you triumphant and victorious, humble, and riding on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Jesus stays true to his purpose by entering Jerusalem this way. Jesus knows hard times are ahead of him. Jesus doesn't judge the crowd's misunderstanding, nor does he condemn them for not understanding that he's not like other kings that would come to bring warfare, but instead he comes to bring peace. He doesn't even judge or condemn them for their propensity to live by powers that often govern our hearts, things like hatred and jealousy, things like violence and fear, things like those, whatever it might be, that separates winners from losers in our minds. Jesus simply knew his purpose. Jesus kept his face pointing toward the cross, and Jesus loved and forgave the crowd all along the way. Jesus' purpose was never to condemn us. Even when we are at our worst, Jesus came to love us, even when we are most unlovable. William Sloan Coffin says it really well. He says, Jesus didn't expect righteousness from us. He taught it, knowing that love and forgiveness were personally more fulfilling and powerful than any authority in warfare. Just 2 weeks ago, I had a profound experience of this as my family enjoyed a spring break vacation in Los Angeles, California. We started our week off at a place called Homeboy Industries. I've been reading about this place for years, inspired by the priest who started it, named Gregory Boyle, Father Gregory Boyle. Truly faith in action, just like what yesterday was here at Mount Olivet, the Easter for All. This kind of thing lights my fire. It gives me passion for ministry, to see faith in action. Homeboy Industries began in 1988 as a job training program after Father Greg Boyle had been placed in LA as a priest. Los Angeles was the area with the largest gang violence in the country at the time. Father Greg saw the despair and violence touching the lives of so many young people, and he wanted to change it. So he hit upon this seemingly obvious idea to us today, but totally revolutionary idea 40 years ago. He said, if you give these young men a job where they can earn enough money for food and shelter, they are not going to run around with gangs anymore. The gangs were giving these young men, you see, a sense of belonging and purpose. And this was something they weren't receiving in their homes with their families of origin or the friends that were surrounding them. Like all of us, these young gang members were and are just looking for a place to belong, a place to be loved. It just so happened that a bakery near the church this priest was serving had burned down in LA around this time, and a movie producer asked Father Greg what his church most needed at this time. And Father Greg said, I'd love for you to buy that bakery that burned down so we can use it to bake bread. And that is how Homeboy Industries began, as a jobs program with a purpose. And that very restaurant is where my family and I got to enjoy breakfast that morning as we kicked off our family vacation over spring break. Now, Homeboy Industries has evolved into 13 different social enterprises, providing jobs for gang members to allow them to heal, to bring them belonging, and to let them know they are loved. Father Greg says this, essentially the difference between his life, Father Greg's life, and probably the lives of all of us here, and the lives of the gang members, is that he, and probably we, had at least one parent or at least one person in our lives who loved us along the way. To know whether or not you are loved and forgiven makes all the difference. Homeboy chooses to live into that abundant love and forgiveness given by God because that's all any of us really want and need anyway. As I left Homeboy Industries, I carried with me a stack of books about Homeboy. I just love this place, as you can tell. But this one was the most succinct, and I thought maybe you could see the title from where you're sitting, but maybe not. The most succinct, and it says the heart of the gospel. It says, forgive everyone everything. That's Jesus' message to us. It's the message of this gospel passage. It's what we're called to do for others. Because competition and envy, jealousy and violence, power lived by force instead of power through solidarity and understanding someone who's different from us, doesn't transform anything. But love and forgiveness, on the other hand, that changes the world. Jesus came to love by forgiving us and redeeming us when he could have judged us, when he could have discarded us for what we have done or what we have failed to do. And we all know we have done some things that we're not proud of, and we know we've failed to do some things we're not proud of. That's why we confess every week. But Jesus still chooses to love us, no questions asked. And I have to believe this is why we are all here today and keep coming back to this place of worship, because we know what it means to belong to a God who believes in us, who forgives us, who loves us. And God will go to any length to save us, even to the cross. Jesus went to the cross because Jesus knows the cross will come for each and every one of us, whether that be in the form of death or divorce, jealousy or job loss, illness or addiction, loneliness or pain, the cross will surely come. Palm Sunday simply sets the stage for the week ahead and shows us that there is no place that we can go that Jesus has not already been. Jesus loves us, Jesus forgives us, and Jesus calls us to do the same. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.